Wow. Listen, God want me to talk now, so I'm going to do what he say, you know what I'm saying? That's, ain't no question. It's just crazy to me how, like, a year has flown by. Damn near. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's literally about to be May. God is just the timing, divine timing is truly, truly, truly the essence that keeps on giving. Because from divine timing, sorry, I was reaching for something. Because for divine timing to always be at play, regardless of whether you recognize it or not, is truly what stamps what God really is doing in your life. Like, anything outside of divine timing is rushed. You know what I'm saying? Like, when they always say God is always on time, he really is on time, because that's divine time. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just so aligned and so simple and just so intertwined with what you got going on, what you want. You know what I'm saying? God, you know, I was going to say the Holy Spirit, the Creator, the universe. There's so many labels. Nah, let's not say labels. You know what I'm saying? There's so many different titles for the Most High. And he really always just wants us to wait on him. While doing the work, too. You got to do the work, too, though. Like, don't just sit back and, you know what I'm saying? Make sure you're also participating and doing what you're supposed to be doing, too. Like, I'm going to play this song back because, you know, it's official for me to be able to speak my truth, you know? That's all. That, too, is even part of divine timing. I was telling one of my sisters earlier, like, it's crazy how I didn't want to talk about certain things because I didn't want to appear a certain way, you know what I'm saying? Just because of the magnitude of what I had to say to some people may have come off as, like, toxic or what have you, but it wasn't, you know what I'm saying? It's just how it may have been perceived for some, and I wouldn't want that on anyone's mind or image or to have that kind of image. You know what I'm saying? So, it's crazy. It's crazy. In a good way. Like, God has always had my back, no matter what. And just the stuff that I've been through has been insane. Pardon if a song start playing, because, oh my God, that song right there was about to be fire. But I had to keep it on this for a moment. And then continue on what I was saying. God really always looks out. I'm thankful because the time has come for me to speak my truth. And it's been a long time coming. It's been long overdue. It's been something that you never even knew that you needed. But it's here, you know? And for me, just in the state of mind, emotionally, that, you know, the state that I am emotionally and spiritually and even physically is, like, unmatched. It's infinite right now. Like, it's just, it's something that's just more felt than explained, because what God has done in my life in just a year's time, in just months' time, it just makes you smile and know that you're truly loved, and know that you too can experience that when you really when you surrender to God's will, you know what I'm saying, like his plans for you and stuff like that. Because wow, I just laughed at just, I'm always guided, yo. I'm always guided. So are you. Look at that, 1144, double digits. Fire. God really loves you. That's what it is. Heard you. Okay. All right, God. You got it. Say less. Yeah, I just experienced a real time communication with me and the Most High. Wow. Like, got it. I got it. With that being said, and I'm gonna have to play back, because it's like, once I get to talking, it's like at a certain, excuse me, certain time of the song. So, for me, the stuff that I've been through, like, I went through some crazy shit. I could have lost my life several times in the last couple of months. year span, and just to still be here is like that much grander, because God had it planned out the whole time. It's like, because I'm one of his, I'm untouchable, respectfully, and to those that don't believe, disrespectfully too, because you know it could go either way when you're on God's team. So if I gotta go into that warrior side, then that's fine, you know. But I like to keep it where the peace at, you know what I'm saying? So we're gonna do that and rock with that, and know that when I do speak and what I am like speaking is coming from a place, a healed place, a healed space, and a healed a healed embrace. Yeah, because I had to embrace that, all of it. Not had to, I just did. But in the coming of that, in the climbing of these events, you know what I'm saying, because I ascended, I went up another level, you know what I'm saying. And several, I have to say that, because what comes to me is what God is flowing through me. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to just speak. And yeah, that's that. I didn't think I was going to get into this today. But yeah. God said speak, so I spoke. My mind be ahead, you, as you can see. So, you know, it's just a beautiful feeling when you check on your circle, and your circle is just always evolving and elevating from the last time y'all spoke. Like, it's just a climbing of a ladder of stairs is really what I'm seeing. Like, stairs. It's like, we're all like, even for other people that are more analytical and shit like that, like even like a graph, you know what I'm saying? Or even like those that are more of financial kind of, you know what I'm saying? That will still fall under analytical and all that, but even like stocks, how they go up and all that, like our fucking price literally went up. Like we're like, our soul has no price. But in terms of those that want to fuck with us, like, we really, really know what the fuck we worth and know what the fuck we come with. You know what I'm saying? Like, we choose loyalty over anything. Like, integrity over all. Like, money can't ever buy anything that, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, but at the end of the day, like, respect is going to be where it's due. And that's just what it is. Like, we're in 2022, so from here on, you know, forward, like, it just is. And whatever else God says that it is. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, with all the shit that I recently went through and all that, not even that recently, but that I can speak about it recently, to me, it really shifted and elevated me into a space where I'm gonna just wait until I replay this. Like, if I decide that I don't want you in my space, like, you can go. Matter of fact, I'll go. You can stay there. I'll go. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like that, because it's just been too much energy. You know what I'm saying? It was too much energy that was dispersed in the wrong areas and onto the wrong people. It's never wasted time, you know what I'm saying, necessarily. Like, yeah, if you look at it from, you know what I'm saying, a certain point of view, but that energy you don't get back. You know, energy is part of your life force. Like, time is really an illusion. So it can be explained in both parts of that spectrum. And speaking of spectrum, like, when you're on the higher part of that spectrum, things are different for you. You know, you can experience heaven on earth. All praises. Without having to come off your throne. Oh my God. We here. Yeah. So it's a beautiful thing when my circle can experience the same thing too. You know what I'm saying? Like, unity really is, like, what we're about. And it's not that other stuff that y'all witness, you know what I'm saying, outside of that. You know? The Matrix will have you competing with somebody that ain't even thinking about you. You gotta be careful out here. Like, that's what they do. For real. Like, that's their whole, you know what I'm saying? Like, excuse me while my throat chakra, you know what I'm saying, works at play here. There will be a lot of that clearing of the throat. So, just fair warning, you know what I'm saying? But that's what they do. They'll have you out here thinking that shit, feeling the way for no reason. Like, they don't believe in divine and conquer. You know what I'm saying? They're more into, like, separating other people. And that's not what we about. That's not how we operate. The fuck? We're here to unite and uplift and encourage and inspire, you know, and do. Be a fucking doer. Stop being, oh, I'm about to play this. I felt that earlier where I was like, you know what? I may not play this song, you know what I'm saying, the whole time. But the way this one just came up is really going to allow me to talk my shit. Like, on some real shit. Like, let's get acclimated yet again. Ooh, it was just 33. Let's get acclimated again with this beat. I said I'm infinite. Till infinity. What's the name of this beat, by the way? Don't it feel like you're walking down the aisle with your gown and your cap on, like you just ascended from some shit, because you did. Whether you acknowledge it or not, you did. You ain't go through all that hard shit for no fucking reason. That shit was not for nothing. Nothing that you go through is ever in vain. Ever. You need to remember that shit every time you come out of a cycle. When you close out cycles, that's what that is. Drop beat. So imagine yourself walking down that aisle with your cap on and your gown. While you know what I'm saying? Embrace this new level that you on. That's what you're supposed to do. If you don't feel it, yeah, you about to. You also have to make yourself see it in what the universe, God, shows you. The universe being the world outside of you. But ultimately, God is the one that directs the universe on what signs you need to see. Who he sends to give you these signs and messages and what have you. You know what I'm saying? Because messages come in all forms. They could come in by you seeing certain birds outside. Especially if they chirp and they talking to you. Pay attention. You know what I'm saying? You may not make out exactly what they're saying, but whatever you're doing at that point in time, whatever you were feeling at that point in time, whatever you were thinking at that point in time, whoever you were around at that point in time, you get the picture? Like, whatever is going on at that time when you're hearing them, that's they're communicating to you. Either to give you reassurance, warn you of some shit, or something. Like, it could go however, you know what I'm saying? You interpret it at that time. Whatever they make you feel when you're, you know what I'm saying, that moment is going on, then you definitely pay attention to that and act accordingly. Because it's up to you to meet God halfway, too. Stop sitting on your ass and waiting for shit to come to you, because it's not going to come to you. Nobody gives a fuck at the end of the day. Let's be clear. They may act like they do, but they really don't. And this is an individual assignment on a collective level, so you're supposed to do your part at the end of the day. And make sure that you are. Because if not, you're going to get left behind and you just going, you know what I'm saying? Don't nobody got time for that. I'm not there. And nor am I coming back, like, on some, nah, grabbing by the hand and shit. No, it ain't that. That's not what I received. That's not what the world is on. I still have that heart, though. You know what I'm saying? I'm still going to give a fuck. But you got to put your part in. You got to do your part and play your part. You know what I'm saying? And decide what you're going to play in and do. Because this shit here is go time. Like, ain't no fucking race, obviously. But you better make sure that you're putting good use to your time. Whether it's an illusion or not. For real. Don't nobody give a fuck out here. And that's not for you to feel bad neither. It's just mainly so that you know, so that you can stop depending and relying on people and having this false illusion that motherfuckers is really gonna take care of you like you take care of you. Ain't nobody else gonna do it better than you or God. So make sure you hold your own so that the vibration you sent out, the message that you sent out to others, when they see you and are around you, they can pick up on that and act accordingly too. That's how it works. Like attracts like. They gotta be like you to be attracted to you. Otherwise, they're beneath you. Don't come down for them. Let whatever's gonna come around you and meet you there or higher. Don't settle. Don't settle. Whew. That was faux. That was super faux. I'm gonna let this rock because I actually want to hear it at a high volume. It's called Time Travelers. So, like, I'm gonna let it rock. And I like the actual imagery of it. But at the end of the day, I'm going to still say what I got to say. Respectfully. You know. And this is not to come at you. This is for your inner you to hear that. And be like, you know what? She's right. Because I don't say this shit looking down at you. I've never liked motherfuckers that talk down to me. I've always told them, don't talk at me. Talk to me. They need to respect you. Give yourself the respect that you need so that others can meet you at that point. This is just a continuation of that beat infinity. The way that was. If you're a music head like me, you'll know what I'm talking about. Time travelers. Yeah, it's time for a lot of people, a lot of y'all to fucking come out of fucking whatever time period you're in and be here. Be in the now. Be present. You know what I'm saying? Stop time traveling to the past. Every time you're thinking about the past, you're in that era. You're in that time. Stay here. Stay in 2022. There's nothing wrong with that. The more you're present, the more you'll be able to witness what's in front of you and what's destined for you. You know what I'm saying? If your mental ain't... Oh my God, hold on. Nah, this right here going crazy. Only because I ain't even expect this. Nah, it's actually fire though. So yeah. Oh my God. See how I'm enjoying this moment right here? Because I'm right here right now with it. That's what you're supposed to be. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm telling you what you already know. When you're a child of God, like, can't nothing fuck with you. So act like it. Act like it. This beat is actually very different. Yeah, so... But you feel what I'm saying, though? Like, about being present? Like, it's a different energy. Like, you literally feel like a champion every single day. And you don't even gotta parade that shit, because you just know. And it just is. And those that know, know. And those that don't, don't. Those that get it. And those that don't, don't. On me. This is magical right here. Like, I ain't worked this hard for nothing. So I'm embracing this shit. Yeah. This is for a reason. I'm here for a reason. You here for a reason. We here for a reason. Act like it. It's not just a season. Fuck them temporary ass people, yo. Let them go. Push them off to the side and keep moving. Go forward, yo. Like, who the fuck are they to try to project? AKA, try to tell you about you. Don't ever let nobody outside of you try to tell you more about you than you know about yourself. Who the fuck? Hell no. Stop letting people project over you. That shit ain't true. And what is won't be a projection, because it'll be felt differently. It'll make you feel good when they tell you it. Focus on that. There's a difference. Differentiate. Discern. So you could discount those that don't align with you. It's time to let go of people. It's time to let go of situations. It's time to let go of certain locations you spin a block on. Stop. Get out of there. You know where you was going? Keep going there. Head there. I'm telling you, motherfuckers that fuck with you are gonna meet you where you pull up at. Wherever you at, they fuck with you. They don't give a fuck how long you take, you know what I'm saying, to yourself to do what you need to do. So do it. Because ain't nobody else. I told you, you got to put in your work. You got to put in your part of that. So don't stay behind and focus. Nah, that beat went crazy, though. I might have to run that back. Like, the way that was hitting. Yeah, I'm going to play it. I'm going to play it back. Ah, you know what? Actually, let's give... let's give some praises to them. The king. But yeah, I know this kind of old, but I fuck with it for a reason. Like, this type of song, like, I could hear because of who's in it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, and the visuals. Like, this is something that I'm gonna keep playing just because of the frequency and vibration, the way it makes me feel. That's all what that means. That's what frequency means. How it makes you feel. You know what I'm saying? Vibration, frequency is feelings. If you can't feel, you're not gonna feel it. Hey, come on. Right. Hey. This is my favorite part right here of the beat. Sounds real indigenous, don't it? Real native? Right. Yo, this just set a whole new vibe. The mission don't stop. I am so grateful. Oh my God, thank you. Yeah, that hit different, for sure. And then, you know, I just keep it going, because there's a message in here, so I'm going to just, you know, like, I don't have to, that's the part of where I'm at, is I don't have to explain why I do the things that I do with the inflections in the background, too, like. As I was saying, because it's mainly, this song is basically the ending message that I want you to hear, but it's like, I be trying to not listen to that song, but You know what it is. It's the same feeling as I was just talking about. Like, I feel like I need to have an extra emphasis. Feeling. You need to feel to be here, to be present, to be, you know? That's a fact. You gonna win or you gonna lose. Choose yourself each and every time. Not in a selfish manner. It just is. So yeah, keep going. I don't really like that part of the song. Like, material shit. Material, that material line. You said he could have said a different ad-lib. I'm just saying.
Be in control of your own shit.
There we go.
And your own creations. I'm saying, like, be a creator. Like, I feel like, man, when you create your shit, when you know what you want, don't let nobody get in between you and your creation.
Mm-hmm.
If you want some, you gotta be that. Drink because you know. Nobody can tell you. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't thinking about the masses yet. I'm thinking about my hood. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, nah, I gotta drop another one for the hood. If long as you ain't on no sucky shit, you'll be alright.
Mm-hmm.
You good. Real niggas gonna vibe with real niggas. You know what I'm saying? You ain't woo, you ain't winning in this shit.
Make sure you don't forget that. You know what? This is why I don't listen to his music, because I go from one to another to another to another, because it's that same feeling that I'm trying to, like, keep, you know what I'm saying, while I'm, like, doing whatever I'm doing. So, plus, I need to hear this for a moment. There was a certain point where I would hear this all the time. It came on. And, like, it's actually making me recall a certain time and space. Fuck niggas, I ain't playing with them. I don't got nothing to say to them. Like, I went to Brooklyn, yo. That's where the energy at. Queens too, like, to a degree, you know what I'm saying? But Brooklyn made me feel like, I don't know, like, I just felt awakened, a piece of me just like, something real spiritual that I felt, you know? Like, because, like, I just have, like, just this connection with God, and he just showed me, like, what's up. I hear this song so differently today. And it's like, I don't think I've been paying attention to the lyrics for real, for real. It's just what's coming to me. It's like, yo, like, I'm so grateful, yo. Like, I gotta tell you about the time I fainted. I feel like it was more than one time, but during that period. But it was just crazy. That only came to me because of Brooklyn, like. You and your chompers, yo. Big ass chompers. You ain't need them. You ain't need them. Respectfully. You know damn well you didn't. You Yeah, yo. RIP Pop Smoke, for real. Pop Smoke forever. Ooh, I should play that beat. Damn it, I ain't mean to do that. So, you know what? I'm actually play this song. But I'll play the other one after, because that's the vibe. That's the other one is the vibe, too, like... Damn, I remember why I went to Brooklyn now. I went to Brooklyn, like, the day that my cousin was getting buried. I was like, yo. For whatever reason, like, it just felt like it was just so hard to get dressed that day type shit. Like, it was just like, oh, I gotta do what? Like, all this. It just felt like mad prepping. And then, like, the person I was with... You know, I actually was getting ready. I ain't gonna hold you. I was gonna pull up. Like, at that point in time, like, it's, I had reached the level of not giving a fuck. That as long as I was present with myself and God, I didn't give a fuck how I appeared to people. Because it wasn't about them. It's always been about God. Whether people misunderstand me or whatever, like, that's not up to me. That's not on me, you know? So, like, I remember I was gonna pull up that day, but the person that was gonna take me over there, like, was on some dumb shit, like, on some slow shit, like, on some not even present shit. Like, it was weird. Like, that, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just so grateful to be disconnected from that energy because, respectfully, like, I'm too me to be with somebody like that. Like, I'm too on point and too aware and too, like, focused and determined and committed to God that I can't be with somebody like that. Like, even if there was to be a conversation, which I'm not even throwing that in the ether because I'm just so done with the connection, like, it really got tossed to the side for real. Like, I know... that I've evolved and will see that person so differently because it's like, yo, my cousin, you know what I'm saying? You pulled up for my cousin's situation. Like, why wouldn't you be, you know what I'm saying, on point? So I called my sister and I was like, yo, can I pull up? Like, you know? And that definitely changed things for me because I got to really, like, see, feel, and be around love that day. You know, I needed it. Cause it was like, all right, so if this person don't want to take me to this spot, you know what I'm saying, from my cousin, you know what I'm saying? Which he saw how, like, I literally pulled up. Like, God is so on point, God had me pull up, like, the night before he passed. Around that time, I pulled up, like, the day before. Like, or the same day. I'm, you know, I gotta look at the calendar, but, like, that's how on point I am. So, it's like, you seen it from that, you should already know, like, either be there or, like, don't. So, it's like, people that try to, like, finagle and shit like that, I'm not with that. Because it's like, I don't have time for illusions and shit like that. So I'm going to run this back because I did promise my cousin that I would either, like, write something towards this beat. Because it reminded me of him at one point. And still does because I'm speaking about it. Or, like, speak on it. And so I'm going to speak on it. The fuck you think this is? So... Nah, because motherfuckers was trying to, like, really, like, shut my throat chakra down over this shit. Like, the fuck? That can never happen, one, because God is always on top of things. Let's be clear. Two, I'm going to always wait on his time. So, whenever he say go, is go. And three, like, you really thought that I wasn't going to say nothing. Like, niggas don't fuck with you. Motherfuckers do not fuck with you. Like, so I pull up, it's crazy because that day was just like on some, it was just supposed to be, yo, that's why, okay, Wow. All right. That's why the weather got like that. All right. So we pull up. It was just supposed to be like, yo, you know, let's make this quick stop, see some fam, you know, because obviously I called my grandmother as soon as I got in. Like, see some fam and we can be out. Like, ain't no way I'ma go to my grandmother's hood and not pull up. Mind you, I had a dream about this. This is like a prophecy for real, testimony for real. Like, so I had this dream where I saw my I was like down the block, but across the street from my grandmother's house. It was like you could like, it was like a, like you could just see it, you know. So there was this bus, and then it was like the sky was like really, really gray. I mean, really, really bright, but gray. And then like the rest of the block was cloudy. I'm like the streets, everything else was cloudy, but on her block, like it was like this cloud, and it was this red like bus. And I was like, interesting. Like, it, that's all basically that I remember from that dream. Then I think there was a, I don't know if it was the same one, but there was like people walking around and stuff like that. And like some people on her block too. Trying to see if that's the same dream or, but the one that like really, the image that like really stuck out was that. Cause later on it hit me when I did see that bus. I was like, oh shit, like this is part of the dream. Like, it was crazy. So we pull up, and you know, like I call my grandmother, and like we could see that it was like starting to get cloudy, but it wasn't, you know, it's like, oh, okay, like, you know, like how cloudy days look or whatever. So this is in real time, by the way. So, you know, I had my grandmother. She was already in bed and was just like, yo, just pull up tomorrow if anything, or another day, whatever. I was like, heard you. So, I mean, it wasn't that late, but considering how the weather had gotten, it's like, you know, how that alters moods and shit like that. So, I was like, heard you. And then we go down a couple more blocks, and we had a red light at this point. I look to my left, and I see my cousin's building. And then I look to my right, and I know that that's my cousin and my aunt's building. Obviously, my other aunt living on this side, too. But it was just crazy because, like, when I look to my left, I'm like, oh, damn, like, my cousin's out of town. I mean, out of the country. Like, that would have been lit. I could just hit her up and, you know, chill with her. And then I was like, damn, my aunt probably in DR, too. So I look to my right, and I'm like, damn, I wonder if my aunt is there. She's probably out of the country, too, with her sister. And then I was like, and my cousin, he's probably out, too. Like, so I'm like, damn, just keep driving or whatever, right? And then, like, that night, I didn't sleep. I couldn't sleep for whatever reason. Like, I tried my best to, like, sleep. And, like, I couldn't. I was like, yo, shit is crazy. I remember crying. To try to remember why I was crying exactly is a bit of a blur right now. But it'll come to me if, you know, if it's something more important that I should have remembered. But I just remember, like, crying. And then, so that day, I went back to my cousin's house and we went to Brooklyn to just chill and like, so we come back, all that, oh yeah, we go to Brooklyn, right? And then I just, yo, soon as we tap in with Brooklyn, son, like, I just felt so fucking
good. Like, I was just, like, feeling amazing. Like, I'm like, yo, there's so much love here. Like, I was just, like, checking out the scenery and, like, all that. And, like, it just, yo, when I tell you, like, it just felt like a whole new world type shit. Like, it just felt brand new. Like, it just, I don't know how to explain it, but the vibe just, infinite vibes. Like, I'm telling you. So, I'm like, bet. We're driving, and then, like, we park somewhere, and then, I remember, like, there was, like, that's when I was like, alright, I'll be able to, like, you know, because that's where you, like, when you're parked somewhere, like, that's when you really can observe, like, how the energy is, you know, with the people, like, in a certain area, or, you know, whatever, a location. So I'm like, alright, this is where, like, I'll see, like, how the vibes really is, because I was already feeling good, right? So, I remember being kind of tired also, or I'm trying to see if I was tired. I mean, yeah, I could have taken like a nap actually, like that would have been cool, but for whatever reason, like I was just so grateful and such gratitude that like I was just like, yo, I'm emotional. Like I just started getting really emotional. And then, like, just seeing the people and seeing the love and just, I couldn't even figure out why I was crying. I just know that I was. And, oh, Pop Smoke, too. Like, just, like, damn, you from here. Like, that's love. Like, just that connection. Like, oh, my goodness. Like, you really from here. Like, this is where you came from, you know. And it just sucks that you're not in the physical. Like that, I remember that being a thought. I remember just like seeing how like people really like the diversity in Brooklyn is really was like, wow. Like you can, you know, it's 5D energy in this like location that I was at and like just that area. And like I was just so happy and like emotional at the same time. And then like also like that's when I started getting, you know, upset about Pop Smoke. So I'm like, you know what, like this is just how I'm feeling. And I couldn't stop it. Like it just was how I was feeling. And like that lasted like 2 hours, yo. Just there, just like seeing people, like tears on my face, just like I'm just here, like call that an awakening for real, like you know, just and then just that cleansing, because when you cry you're cleansing of old energy too. So I was happy because at that time as I'm cleansing, like it's just I knew that it was something that I needed too. But it was just like just being in awe too of like just like the generals and soldiers and warriors and kings and emperors, you know, and even knights, you know, and baby royals and like, you know, it was just amazing. Even the animals, like it was just amazing to witness and just the culture and like, man, I was like, nah, if I'm gonna move somewhere, it might be here just because of like how the energy is, like, you know, I was just like so in awe and so grateful, yet, you know, so heartbroken that like Pop wasn't there and like Pop Smoke and stuff. But because you know, since then since he had passed, I hadn't been to New York, so I really felt that energy like once I got there. So I was just like, damn, like that was just such a beautiful experience. Then that night, oh, I remember seeing this guy and like he like winked at me, but like he held this wink, and like I remember just like showing gratitude like with my hands. Even though I didn't know what he meant, but that's how, you know, I'm welcoming it, I'm meeting it with the gratitude symbol. So we end up going back to my cousin's house. And we got there like at night. And I remember, like, I couldn't go in the house at first. Like, I really couldn't. I was like, yo, let's just stay out here. Like, I was feeling anxious. I was like, oh, it's probably because I haven't slept or whatever, you know. Because remember, I could have taken a nap and I really didn't. So I was like, oh, it's probably because of that, whatever. And plus the night before, I didn't really sleep. So that's something to take into account too. This is already Sunday night. So I'm like, yo, like, I couldn't really, like, get myself in the house at first. Like, I was outside my cousin's house for, like, definitely more than 20 minutes. Definitely more than, like, it was a while. Probably an hour or so, to where I was just like, damn, like, I was feeling bad that my little cousins was there, whom I consider my nieces. Like, I was just, like, feeling some type of way that I was feeling how I was feeling. Didn't want, you know, to transfer that energy or anything, but I wanted to spend time with them. So I felt like I wasn't being present, but in reality, I was being present because I was feeling the emotion, the built up, you know? And so I'm like outside still, and then it was crazy because it was like the person I was around, like, I didn't even feel close to them. I didn't even feel a connection to them. That's how anxious I was feeling. That's how, like, the feeling, like, you know how you could be around somebody and, like, they could calm you down or they could ground you or, like, you just, you know, I didn't even feel that. Like, it was a crazy feeling, yo. I was like, yo, I need a cigarette, something, like, that was, like, what I was thinking. I'm like, damn, like, why am I feeling like this? So then we go in the house. My little nephew comes out. My cousin, she's, you know, doing her thing on a laptop. And the music that's playing, like, I just wasn't fucking with it. Like, it was, like, The Weeknd, you know, like, when his face look all crazy album. And, like, some other shit. And it was just like, nah, like, I'm cool. Like, I just, for whatever it was, I couldn't ground myself at that point. Like, so my nephew, I really didn't say nothing to him. So then, I remember my nephew going to bed. Like, even my cousin, like, everybody was just, like, going to bed. So I'm trying to go to sleep. And my cousin's dog is, she's like growling at, like, the air. But it looks like she's looking at something. So I'm just like, oh, you know, it's just probably energy. Because I embrace, you know, like, God's messages and all that. So I'm like, I know it's probably, like, somebody there or whatever, like, you know, that we know. So, with Leo's dog ears shaking. So I'm like, why is she doing that? It was just so strange, you know? Because she was doing that for a minute. So, for a little minute. So then, I'm like, I'm going to try to go to sleep. I think I did end up going to sleep. I think I did end up going to sleep for a little bit. I mean, for that night, whatever. The next day, I'm trying to see it. I feel like I woke up fine. Like, you know? And then, my head feels crazy. I rebuke it, though. Maybe I shouldn't be talking about this. I rebuke that. So, yeah, like, the day after, I felt fine. And then, I remember I was with my little nephew, and, like, he was playing a game and all that. I go outside, And then I remember I took a picture before I went outside. So I go outside and I was like playing with my hair and stuff. I'm trying to see if I was smoking a cigarette or not. But I do remember like feeling strange a little bit, because my dog's just staring at me right now. It's making it a little awkward. I ain't gonna hold you. But I feel like he's just being present, guiding me. Yeah, so I go outside and I remember something felt strange about the lady. Damn, 55 minutes, that's crazy. Something felt strange about this lady that was outside of the door. One, two, three, four is the time. Wow, all these things. So I remember something felt strange about the lady outside. She was doing something with the garbage and then like an envelope. And I was like, yo, what is she doing? You know, so she grabs the mail from my cousin's house. I'm the one outside, so I ended up grabbing it, you know. And then, oh shit. And then I remember like feeling weird. One second, boy. I remember feeling weird about like the mail or whatever. So I was just like, something feels strange about this. I don't want to get no news. I don't want type shit. Sure enough, my cousin ends up texting me. My other cousin was blowing me up that whole day. Like that rising. So I remember checking my phone and my cousin's texting me and he's like, yo, have you heard from our other cousin? And I was like, oh, I think she called me, whatever, just tell me, I'd rather you tell me. He ends up telling me my cousin in the past, and I was like, damn. So then I was like, no, whatever, like I was pissed. I was so pissed. Because I'm like, damn, I'm in New York. I could have seen him. Like, what's going on? Like, I felt some type of way, yo. So.
You okay, Leo? You okay?
So. I go in the house. And I remember being, like, I had a conversation and someone had told me, like, yo, don't slam your phone, be nice to your phone, like, that's the only phone you have, all this stuff. Because I got a little careless with my phone at one point. You know, that's the only phone I ever, like, treated like that. So, I remember, hearing that, again, like, replaying that moment, and, like, I remember not slamming my phone, but I was about to. And I had it in my hand, and then I remember that. I was like, you know what? I'm going to chill. So then, I rebuked that thought. This is just one of those topics. Like, I should probably go get some water, but God's protection always. So, I remember feeling some type of way, obviously. But more so because I felt like, damn, I've been here for a couple days, like, what's good? Like, and it was just crazy because all of that was really leading up to that.
that's why I was feeling how I was feeling those days prior to that. Like, even Friday, I was feeling like, you know what I'm saying? I was up that Friday. Also, like, not also, but I was up Friday. And then Saturday in the afternoon, like, I was crying for those 2 hours. So it was like, I felt, you know what I'm saying, him leaving. Like, I felt, like, a lot of that going on. Like, you know, I'm very sensitive to energy. And, like, I remember I was fasting a lot around that time. I had already been fasting, like, you know, for a good while, like a month. And, like, not every, like, you know what I'm saying? But, like, a certain amount of time, but it had been, you know, months. So I was just like, yo, God, you know, like, why was that happening, and like all of that. So this person got to witness all of that and then try to act funny when it came down to burying my cousin. Like, what's good with that? You know what I'm saying? That's why I was like, I'm gonna just call my friend, which I did, my sister, and I was like, it's lit. I'm gonna pull up over there. But it's like, then I just felt like calm. Cause it was like, I had like my own like way of like, you know, I guess accepting of his passing. And it was like, I'm gonna make it like a way to where, you know, I feel that, because I'm so, like, I felt like, obviously, I'm supposed to be with my family, which they were, like, all there. I'm not even sure who showed up for real, but I had said that I was gonna pull up, so it made me, I don't care now, but I felt like it made me feel, like, look a certain way when I didn't. But I was like, that wasn't on me. That's why I'm like, you know what, I can't even blame myself. That's why I said I don't care about that. But, you know, at the time, I really did. I felt affected, but I went to my sister's house, and I was there for, like, a couple days and stuff, and it was just, like, it was just interesting. Like, I feel like I needed that, because it was, like, some time away from, you know, all of that, and, like, also, it was just, like, a time, like, for me, you know? To like feel like just connected to nature, to God, to, you know, my sister and her family, because then I saw my other sister there and, you know, her kids, and it was just like amazing. And it just felt very, like, it just felt like love. I needed to be around love, you know. So I, like, this is crazy, you know, because I never really like told anybody this. Like, I've told people like bits and pieces, but like, as I've been like recalling certain points of it, it's been very interesting, because it's crazy how people will make you feel. I said that all to say, so make sure that you're always remembering who's there for you during the times that you really need them, because if they're not, they don't need to be around you. Like, God is the only one that is going to direct you in the way that you're supposed to go, and the places that you're supposed to be, the people you're supposed to be around. Like, he'll have you feel it. You know what I mean? So, all that to say, because this is already long enough, and I'm just grateful that I even, like, said that. I'm sure I'm going to, like, say more of the story and stuff like that. I just seen that this was already an hour, so I'm just trying to like make sure that, you know, like, I time them how I do. And I'm just grateful. Like, I'm really tapped in with my cousin. Like, I'm grateful. I'm super grateful. Like, that experience has been just eye-opening and just
just shows me how you really need to be on God's side and make sure, like, things go the way that they're supposed to. But I'm gonna leave it here, you know?